Meditation today is in Psalm 60. Please turn there. Psalm 60 continues in this portion of the Psalter that whoever compiled it under the guidance of the Holy Spirit put together, dedicated to the chief musician with a tune in mind, Lily of the Testimony. It is a miktam, or a meditation of David's, and we have here the circumstances under which the Holy Spirit moved David to write it. It is when he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. It's under these circumstances that the Holy Spirit moved David to write, O God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. O restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its branches, for it is shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia, shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble. For the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemy. Now, there are a couple of different changes of thinking here, changes of emotions almost. Early on here in the first three verses, we see David moved by the Holy Spirit to be speaking to Jehovah, crying out to him, and it is at least an acknowledgement that God has cast off. And it is an implied confession of sin, not only of David's, but of David as the covenant head of his people. The earthly mediator with a little m, the mediatorial king of the people of God. He it is who confesses this sin, but he looks to Jehovah. He looks to the covenant God. He looks to the one who saves. And so though God has made the earth tremble and broken it, has made breaches, and has shown the people of God hard things, he has given a banner to those who fear him. And who is that banner? Who is Jehovah, our banner? Why, it is the Lord Jesus Christ, the mediatorial king of his people, the one who secures and saves them from all their deadly enemies. He has given a banner to, you have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. Sit there and think about that for a moment. And why has God given such a one? Why has God given the one who is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner? It's in order that your beloved, who is that? Why, the elect of God, the people of God, the bride of Christ in all ages, that your blood may be delivered. So, here's the consequential statement. Save with your right hand and hear me. And then we have the response of God. Is it forget it? Is it no, forget you have sinned away any appeal to me? No, God has spoken in his holiness, not in his indulgence of sin, not in his, somehow saying that, well, it's not really a big deal. It's a very big deal. God has spoken in holiness, for he is both just and the justifier of those who believe in Jesus. In holiness, God says, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkoth. What he is doing there is setting the bounds of all things as the sovereign king. And so he says, as opposed to those who would seek to wrest these lands and to wrest this heritage away from his people, Gilead is mine. It doesn't belong to the Syrians. And Manasseh is mine, and Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. These northern tribes, unforgotten by God, not left unprotected. No, God says, these are mine. Don't mess with this stuff, you who are the uncircumcised, you who are unbelievers, you who are in defiance of me. Judah is my lawgiver. Boy, is that looking forward to Jesus Christ, the one prophesied through Balaam of all people. And Moab is my washpot. That doesn't sound too exalted. Well, Moab were generally an unbelieving people, related to Israel, of course, but they had rejected the God of the covenant, as had Edom and Philistia. So they're in places of dishonor, a washpot, and one at whom a shoe is cast, and that's still a mark of derision in the Near East today. Philistia, and God is not telling Philistia to shout in triumph because of me. God is pointing at Philistia and looking back at his people and saying, look at what I'm doing here. You shout in triumph over what I'm going to do to the Philistines. And so finally, David is moved to say, who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? It is the one who previously had cast us off. It is the one who previously had laid us under hard and painful discipline. Discipline intended to return us, to lead us to repentance, to put us under the banner. Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. And he concludes there in a statement of faith, through God we will do valiantly, for he it is who shall tread down our enemies. Now this has great application for us, of course. All of these promises, all these statements are ours. They belong to us as well, because this is given to all the people of God. And all of it is the case because the ultimate one, the ultimate king, the ultimate one under whom the kingdom is, our Lord Jesus Christ, also was forsaken for a time. He also was forsaken there at the cross that he might have the great victory. And even as the people of God were raised up from their lowness, from their misery into triumph, our Lord Jesus is resurrected from the dead. And because of that, we have the assurance that we too will do valiantly. We shall tread down our enemies, not by our own power or wisdom or superior, well, anything really, but it is in and through our Lord Jesus Christ.